Your home is your biggest investment. So don't waste money experimenting when it comes to building, maintaining, or repairing it. From the chimney and the flooring to your siding and even the white picket fence, we've got you covered. This is Home Science Show, where we dispel the myths and misconceptions about your home, reading the fine print so you don't have to. Here's your hosts, Chris Linder and Dimitri Lipinski.
Welcome to the Home Science Show. I am Chris, and I'm here with Dimitri, and we have a special guest in here today, Chaz Bakke with Archway Contracting out of Ham Lake. And today, we are talking gutter covers. It's fall, and it is gutter cover season. Right, Dimitri?
Absolutely. Last week, Chris assigned me a very special task to go to all big box stores around me. So I went to Home Depot, Lowe's, and Menards, and we have actually 8 products in the studio. First time we brought products in, and just looking at this wall of products, if I would be homeowner, I would be confused as ever, because how can you even make a decision where you have 8 products that don't look like each other, completely different, all claim and promise something great, promising to work and protect your gutters? And I've been testing them all week, and on today's show, we're going to talk about what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, you brought all this stuff in, and the studio guys are looking at us. They thought we were doing a remodeling project in here. So we're gonna get a little bit into that, and I know Chaz is very experienced, and Archway is a great contractor. They offer a lot of these services, so we brought him in as an expert here to talk a little bit on some of our points on it from a consumer standpoint, you know, in hearing, you know, what a contractor standpoint might be on some of these things too. And so we're gonna pound on Chaz a little bit. Chaz, you all right with that?
Yep, that sounds good to me.
All right. Well, Dimitri, let's get into it a little bit. And why are we talking gutter covers? I mean, before we jump right into which one's what and what does what and why are there any good or terrible or whatever you've come up with, I'm sure you got one heck of a list of something you always do. But why is it so important? Why should people even care about gutter covers?
Well, I think Chaz will agree with me. As a contractor, what we see every year, we see that homeowners do clean gutters every year. They do install something every year. And you have to ask yourself a question. Every year, something fails. Every year, it seems to me that we do the same stuff over and over and over and over again. And why is it happening? Because something just gives. Like, and Chaz knows. Do you agree, Chaz, with me on my statement that 95% of products out there don't work?
Yeah, they overpromise and underdeliver, and that's what we were talking about earlier.
How many different types of gutters you've installed, and how many you've seen failed in the last 5-10 years?
I would say that we stick to kind of the same ones that we know work. But when you're, you know, whether you're re-roofing, re-siding, redoing gutters, you see a lot of the products out there that, you know, we have here in the studio, and I've just seen them fail time after time after time. I mean, if you're redoing the roof, you see these things that are just destroyed from, you know, either the trees, the leaves, or the hail, or whatever. They just holes full of stuff. You might as well not even have gutters on your house, you know?
And I wanted so bad to talk about it, because when I went to Home Depot, and I think Home Depot and Lowe's, they have a wider selection. So when you look at the shelf, even being a contractor, you just puzzled. You're like, how can you install this and this, and how it's like, some of them, you just look at them and you right away know they're not going to work. Like that sponge in that corner. And by the way, guys, we do have YouTube channel. Check it out. Home Science Show. We have visuals of all the products, and we have all the explanation how they work. But that sponge right there, for me, it's just a bad idea. It's a product that you install to clog your gutter, to clog it later even more. I mean, just look at it. Like, I don't see any scenario where stuff like that would work.
Yeah, the entire point is to keep your gutters from not getting clogged with leaves, pine needles, debris, dirt. Well, you know, all the things that get into our gutters, and then I'm looking across at this panel right now of different products and that are out there, and going, what a wide range. And then some of them I'm looking at, like, just like you mentioned, this giant sponge essentially that you're going to stuff in your gutter and hope that that's going to do the trick.
At the end of the day too, with that, even if the gutter itself doesn't clog, because that sponge is going to be in the gutter, if the top of the sponge gets covered with leaves, it's essentially the same thing. It's just worthless at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I know we're going to get into some of that and talk about what actually some of these products, how much more harm they'll actually do than good as they start to collect the debris and such. And really, most people don't really realize, you know, what kind of an effect that can actually have. I mean, obviously, we all start out trying to do ourselves a favor by putting these things on and save us from having to clean those out.
And another reason why I wanted so bad to talk about it on the show is how dangerous job is, how dangerous it is to clean the gutters. What people don't understand, if you never look at the statistics, just go to Google and do statistics of how many people actually fell off the ladders every year. And it's very unfortunate, but a couple of years ago, I actually know one company here in Minneapolis in town, and one of the owners fell off literally just in front of a garage. It was 8 feet, and majority of fatal accidents happens on an 8 to 10 feet height. So it's not your 2-3 stories. It's not skyscraper. It's those times when you decided to take smaller ladder. You don't think about your safety. And in that case, I remember a couple of years ago when I heard a story, owner of a gutter company, one of the bigger players in town, he was screwing gutter and he was facing down. So his body was on the roof and he was trying to screw down actual gutter cover or gutter system, finishing up job, fell down on his head and died right there. It took huge toll on gutter company. But the more I think about that incident, if owners and employees of gutter companies, gutter businesses, fell and even die every once in a while in this country, how much more dangerous it is for the homeowners. And when you look at the bad products that we see in the stores, because Home Depot, always, they don't care liability of selling you product and knowing that product not going to last more than 1-2 years, and you're going to come back and do it again. And every time you do, you put your life in jeopardy.
Yeah, that's on us. They got a complete disclaimer, and you know, you walk out of the store with it, it's on you. And you know, to your point, the number one cause, you know, of death and injury is when you've gone up over 8 to 10 feet. And I think the reason is most people know, as consumers, I probably shouldn't get up on a two-story with a ladder, or they don't even have that kind of ladder, or even higher, or you know, it's just not as common. But what we aren't afraid to do is, well, that's only, you know, 10, 12 feet up. I've got an 8-foot ladder or whatever it is in the garage. And most commonly what the problem is that it doesn't quite reach far enough. Now you're outstretched trying to do something, or you've got a ladder up there that, you know, isn't secured properly or something of that nature. And that's when bad things happen, right, Chaz? I mean, you've been around it enough to know.
Yeah, everybody's got that old wooden ladder. Their dad has it in the garage, you know. It's old and rickety, and you can't quite reach where you need to. That's where bad stuff happens. So.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as we look at some of these things, we want to not only just focus on what the best things are for us and what we need to have on our home, and that's what we're going to get into here. But I think just, you know, some of the things that come along with the things we can do as consumers to our home to actually help it. But what we don't realize is that some of these things are more dangerous than they, you know, appear to be. And when you're actually up there doing work, it's one thing to be on a ladder and reaching and grabbing something. It's another thing to actually be trying to do work when you're not properly equipped, right?
Yep. One of the things, just looking and smiling here, that gutter sponge literally sticks out. I mean, you know,
can't get over the gutter sponge.
Well, it's taller. It's big black piece of sponge. That's what it is. But the funny part is when I was trying to install it in my prop in a warehouse, I had to get around with all the hangers. So it's actually not that easy. You still have to force it in, level it in. Even sponge, it still takes, I mean, that's like, what, 4-foot piece? You have to go through it.
Yep, absolutely. Listen, again, you're listening to the Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris, and you can check us out on YouTube, the Home Science Show. If you're looking to get us some information on topics you want us to talk about, you can reach us at info@homescienceshow.com. And when we come back, Dimitri is going to tell us why 95% of gutter covers don't work. We're back, the Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris, and we are talking gutter covers, a little bit of gutters today as well. We've got guests in studio, Chaz Bakke with Archway, and he's given us a little bit of insight as well. If any of you guys are looking to reach out to Archway, if you have information by the Ham Lake area, if you're looking for info, Archway Contracting is up there in Ham Lake, and those guys have a real good outfit and can help you with some of the questions you might have on this too. But before we left, I let you know that Dimitri was going to give us a little insight, and I'm looking across. He's amped up, looking, giving me the shut up so I can talk look, and I want to explain why I have all these samples in here, what I found, and who I'm about to exploit, right?
Well, the only other area outside of keeping leaves away from the gutters that all majority of these companies are absolutely suck is their marketing and advertising. So they suck at setting up expectations for the homeowners to pretty much educate them what they can expect when they buy the product. And I've probably in entire industry of construction, gutter covers is the most misleading statements you can find. One of them will be, you know, get it and forget. Well, get it and forget it. Sexual shouldn't say that. It's probably somebody's patented slogan. But
they'll send you the bill. Don't worry.
But you know what I'm talking about. It's never clean your gutters again, and all of those promises. But looking across here, especially that sponge, that will last exactly one season. Majority of them will fail anywhere from 1 to 10 years. Even if you buy the most expensive franchise, guarantee it all gutter cover, it will not last you more than 10 years. Where your roof expectancy is, you know, 20-25, your siding, your fascia, everything else will outlast your gutter cover. So why is that? I don't know, but ask any professional in the space and they will tell you that 95% of all your cheap plastics, of all of your cheaper solutions, they're going to fail within a year or two. A little bit pricier options, the one that you actually screw to the back and front reinforces your gutters, they will last a little bit more, 4 or 5 years, but sooner or later they will fail, and they will fail miserably.
Well, most of these, as you look at them, you know, if you just look at them from 5 feet away, as you can see them all spread out, really at the end of the day, they're all kind of the same thing. They're just, you know, aluminum covers that are, you know, one has circular holes, one has slats, one has diamond holes. You know, we all look a little bit different, and they all got to be able to advertise a little bit different why they work so much better. But at the end of the day, what we're looking at is big box store stuff that, you know, is snap-in gutter covers, as opposed, now you can put a screw in anything, but they pitch it on that it's a snap-in product, and that, you know, it's as
no
simple
tools
as,
required type
yep,
thing.
Yep, yep, absolutely. And it is. I mean, it is pretty simple to snap in for the most part. Now, how they sit in there and how they lay in there, what we haven't talked about too, and I think is going to play to the longevity of these. But as a homeowner, we get them. Not all gutters are installed the same way. The level of a gutter system is done in a specific way to slope and drain.
Right. Gutters are a functional item. They're not necessarily going to be straight all the way across. They can't be, actually, in order to drain. So
yep.
you might be able to see that if you got a long run of gutters. You're going to be able to see the slope of the gutter in there.
Yep.
So that can affect your different helmets or screens too.
Well, and when you put these in, and depending upon that, what's going to happen is they may snap in there okay. They're not, you know, fastened in there. But they're going to start to expand, contract, buckle a little bit. And what's going to happen is where they're seamed together in between them, they're typically 4 foot chunks. They're going to start to pop apart or open up, defeating the entire purpose of them all. And, you know, not only that, and I know Dimitri's going to talk about what the functionality of these and why they, you know, why they do or don't work a little bit too. But just in general, it's the concept itself is not a great concept.
Well, I know a lot of contractors, actually, when I started making my comparison videos on YouTube, I've been getting a lot of comments from professional contractors who said that the best way to deal with gutters, actually clean them every year or two.
Just clean them.
Yep, just clean them. Don't even bother to do anything. And I know I've been watching for years shows like Ask the Builder, and there is some weird stuff. I mean, you think that sponge is worse? It's not the worst. There's one product. It's literally like spiral. I forgot how it's called, but it's like a whole bunch of needles, and it's just asking for trouble. It's just going to collect all the dust. But in here, I would say if you're in the market right now, you go to big box store, you will see plastics, you will see sponges, you will see metal. Definitely go with the metals and solid. Anything that's not solid, anything plastic, flimsy, and I mean anything, that it'll fail like 10 times faster than any metal would. So metals are definitely step up from plastics and sponges are the worst.
100% avoid the vinyl, plastic, yeah. You know, type stuff.
I know Dimitri's going to hit on this later, but even some of the metal ones, the metal meshes, you know, depending on what you get there, it might be worse than the plastic ones even. Some of the cheaper ones I know we're looking at here, and we were talking, we'll hit on that later, but they can be just terrible. You get more stuff stuck in there than if you didn't have covers at all.
Well, they talk about never clean your gutters again, but what they don't tell you is now you're just going to be cleaning your gutter covers.
Exactly.
Because the top of them just gets caked full of stuff, and now you're up there. And they're way harder to clean than just a gutter.
Absolutely.
If you can clean a gutter out pretty
it's
simply.
Flat.
Yeah, you know, it's just a trough, and they actually make some little tools that you can run right along inside there and get them all cleaned out real nice. But a garden hose goes a long ways. These things, pine needles, different types of leaves, all those sorts of things get caught in these, and now you got to pick them out of these little slats. They get a lot of the trees, oak trees and stuff, they have the different times where they seed and drop different types of stuff, so the more fine things. Obviously, you watch the commercials, and like you talked about with the advertising marketing, oh, all these leaves, and they just blow right off, or the water. Well, that isn't all the trees drops. Think about all the acorns and all the like the crust around
shingle
the acorn,
granules.
Shingle granules. It all builds up dirt. You know, people don't realize how much dirt ends up, you know, on your roof just from wind and whatnot, and it all cakes on there. And now you got to try to clean it off of this this mesh, which makes it a lot more difficult.
Cut
than
your
it
finger
was
a lot of times. I've done that more times than I want to count, and it hurts.
Yep.
Well, this one here in my hands, so it's a metal product. It's one of the most misleading in my lineup here. So look at this, guys. So you have a product that's while it's metal, it's still very soft. So it will bend, I don't like products that it's not reinforcement you gutter. So for me, the ideal product is the one you screw to the fascia in the front, makes gutter, you know, legit and solid. But look how flimsy it is. Like looking at it, you're thinking, well, it's probably going to do the job. I don't like grit because this grit will catch everything. You know, like little leaves, stuff literally will be stuck in it. Another one, too, you have to be very careful reading fine print. Anything that goes under your shingle also can void warranty of those shingles. And there is quite a few products, solid products on the market that you have to erase your starter shingle and your first course of shingles because they go so deep inside. And you're literally voiding wind warranty of your shingle. So if big wind ever comes back, you know, and try to lift up, you're on your own because manufacturer not gonna cover it.
Well, that brings up a good point because too, as you think about from a roofing standpoint, gutters, it's a system and they're all supposed to work together. And so oftentimes they're done independently of each other. And a lot of times you'll have a gutter company that isn't necessarily mindful of what's going on with the roof and how they're installing them. But mostly as homeowners, we really don't necessarily know. But even think about, like Demetrius mentioned, those starter shingles is a part of code. So when you have a roof put on your home, there's certain things that are part of a code. And you can be interrupting something that was so important that the municipality you're in made it a part of the code, but yet you're actually interrupting that and voiding the warranty that puts it on there. So it's really simple to do that.
You can also, a lot of the times, let's say you have an old roof and you need to replace that. If you have certain gutter covers, let's say you get a quote-unquote lifetime warranty with those covers, you'll actually void that warranty if you have, let's say, your roofer detach those to re-roof and then put them back on. It's called a detach and reset. And so you'll actually have to pay to have the original gutter company come out, take those off, let your roofer do his thing, and then put them back on. And it can actually cost you a decent amount of money at the end of the day, which can be an added expense you weren't looking for.
My question was, when I saw all of this variety in the store, why there's so many of them. And then I finally got an answer, because I've been thinking about it for an entire week. Here's two main reasons why there's so many gutter products in our stores. Number one, it's not regulated. There's no code. There's no government testing or anything. It's just like supplement in sports. Like, it's not regulated, so everybody can do whatever, so you can come up today. And two, it's cheap. Like, how much is plastic? It's cheap. But I think that's what clogs our oceans, our landfills, and that's how we need to get on Mars faster.
I think that you're exactly right. And one of the things that we don't realize, if you look at them and look at the manufacturers, there's like four companies that ultimately are behind the manufacturing of like 20 of the different products. They're just marketing them different ways. They're doing well on this one, so they know, we'll design a different one and put that one out too to hit a little different segment. Because one guy's going to buy vinyl covers at $1 a foot, another guy's going to jump it up a little bit and buy the mesh.
And then you have Home Depot, which is a $100 billion company. They have thousands of stores. They don't care how confused customer is. As long as he's keep buying it, products keep moving, why not?
Yep. Again, you're listening to the Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris. You can check out our YouTube channel and see all of the stuff we're talking about and watch Dimitri demonstrate some of these and how they work, how they don't work. And you can find us on our website, homescienceshow.com, or email us. It is really important that we take a look at some of these things as to, we've talked about the bad, but there are some good, and we're going to learn a little bit more here coming up what the good ones are. And Dimitri is actually going to call out Consumer Reports. He's got beef with one of their choices as a top candidate. Welcome back to the Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris, and we are talking gutter covers today. We've got Chaz Bakke with Archway Contracting in studio with us today, and jumping right into it here, we're going to talk about the difference between cheap and very expensive gutter covers and why it should matter and what you should be looking for.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of Consumer Reports, and I love Consumer Reports. It's not as accurate or as good as my reports, but it's there. I kind of like it. You can reference, you can take some talking points. I would say 80% of Consumer Reports on gutter covers are accurate. There's about 20% I'm completely in disagreeing, and I know you guys are as well. So let's jump right to it. So I do like how they explained that pretty much the Consumer Report named it, do-it-yourself systems beat the pros. What do you think about that, guys?
I probably disagree with that. The do-it-yourselfers, I mean, there's some good ones out there, and if somebody knows what they're doing, it's the install is a big part of this as well. So if somebody that knows what they're doing as a homeowner puts their own gutter guards up, yeah, it could work okay. But at the end of the day, the pros that do this day in and day out, they know what they're doing. They know how to do the cuts, the inside miters, the outside miters. Make sure that the gutter's leveled the right way and all that sort of stuff. It's just hard for a homeowner to do that doesn't, you know.
Sure.
Well, the problem I take with it is you look at the report and they show, so they've got a mock-up where they're doing all these different roofs, right? Well, first of all, the mock-up is 3.5 feet off the ground. Mm-hmm. So let's just be honest, we're probably not going to fall. And second of all, there's pros actually doing that, you know, putting it together to check it out. So they're going to be able to do it. Now, of course, they're going to take into consideration if a homeowner's doing it. But at the end of the day, is it exactly accurate to how it would go?
Well, there's two different companies out there in the market, or two types. A companies are manufacturers. That's the companies who literally come to your house and they install patented product. Usually they have heavy, you know, $70,000 to $100,000 trailers with a roll-off machine where they form not only your gutter covers, but your gutter And a lot of times it's a one-piece system where it's gutter cover, like LeafGuard would be one of them. And there is companies, I call them, you know, let's call them big companies who are just middlemen. And they can be big and small in sizes. It can be somebody, contractor working out of his garage, or it can be national franchise company who don't have any employees, any machinery, nothing. They subcontract everything. They just have maybe one small patent on their proprietary stuff, they say. One of those companies would be LeafFilter. And you can find both of them, how they rank on the Consumer Report. So the list here is that Pro Installed would be LeafFilter, Gutter Topper, LeafGuard, K-Guard, Gutter Helmet, Waterloof. And all of those you can find here in Minnesota. And then Homeowner Installed, you have Gutter Glove Pro, Amerimax. And this is where I completely disagree with their report. Because the product that they ranked number two is actually worse than products I see here that you buy from Home Depot and Lowe's today. It's called Amerimax. So it's pretty much screen that installs like a bow. So it's not flat. It's not straight. It's literally curves up. And what it does, it collects a whole bunch of stuff between the gutter and the roof line.
On the back side of the...
On the back side.
So it's kind of like a dome on top of your gutter.
Bad idea.
It's a screen dome.
They end up falling in is what ends up. You get too much stuff on there, and then the screen falls into the gutter. And
yep, and I believe Home Depot used to carry them. I wonder why they stopped, because it doesn't look like they're very picky with their products. but you can't find them anymore. But according to Consumer Reports... Again, they're like number two, number three, and number four choices, and I'm in number six. So they're absolutely dominant, just like to Chris's point, where one company can do so many products just because it's cheap, it's not, you know, proprietary, and it's not governed. So.
Yeah, but the problem with these ones, those particular ones, why I agree with your assessment on, you know, they don't belong.
Of course you
do. And that's, yeah, of course I do. So, but the problem with it is that one, they're not that inexpensive, first of all. They really aren't. There's
30
plenty
cents per foot.
Is what the cost on
yes,
those ones.
Yep, 30 cents versus something like this would be $8, $9 per foot. It depends where you buy them. I mean, this is cheaper version from Menards, by the way, one of the best one I found between three stores. This will cost, I believe, like $4 or $5, depends where you buy. But a fancier version of it, with a little bit different backing up here, will be $8, $9. So you're talking about 30 cents to like $8 for do-it-yourselfer option. It's a big difference.
Yeah, so
I would say that's worth it. I mean, I think you would agree there. Compared
sure
to the chicken wire stuff we're looking at next to it, I mean, that's actually going to last, you know, decent amount of time. It's going to help keep most of the debris out, if not all of it.
Yep.
And just looks heavy duty. You can tell.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's in, so to that point, you've got that same category where you've got this uber cheap arch dome thing that just, I mean, those are probably the most common failed ones. I mean, maybe this vinyl and mesh are, you know, really, really, really the worst. But it's sitting right next to some products that are actually fairly respectable in their report. I mean, do we think they're the best or whatever per se? But they're pretty respectable. And then that thing just kind of like got tossed in there. Totally it's random.
I think,
it's weird.
You know, and we were talking about this earlier. I think... a lot of this stuff, I mean, they sell it at box stores that are nationwide, and they're designed to kind of be a do-all, you know, fit-all or most or whatever. And that doesn't really work for gutter covers, because in different areas of the country and even different areas of the state here, you have different tree cover. You know, you're going to have different debris coming off. I know when we go out, we might not recommend one of our covers for over another one just based on the type of tree cover you have. Because some don't work well with pine needles and others do. Some don't work well with the helicopter things and others do.
The helicopter things.
Yeah, everybody hates those things, you know. Yep. It's the worst.
Well, and even different leaves, too. Like, some leaves really curl a lot. So if you notice, like, a silver maple, it's probably one of the worst tree on the planet. That's where the helicopter things come from. Yeah. And then the leaves themselves, they don't lay flat at all. You know, obviously, when they're wet, that's, you know, all leaves are a little bit more difficult. But the silver maple leaves, they kind of roll and curl, and that's when stuff gets stuck. I mean, it just compacts in there, and they really are really difficult to get out.
None of these are going to save you from, you know, if a lot of people have a tree branch that is hanging right over top of their roof. No gutter cover on the planet is going to save you if you have matted leaves on there. So,
and I just wanted to take a couple minutes, guys, and talk a little bit in depth about what we see on a Consumer Report. So you have two types of products that Consumer Report ranked top six in the country. And one of them stands out because it's a screen fine mesh by Leaf Filter. Another five products is a service tension. So it's usually one piece or two pieces. I believe gutter helmet is an extension, goes under shingle. I don't like that, but it's a different concept. It's a service tension where you have a solid piece of metal on top of your gutter and water kind of goes around it.
Surface tension.
Service tension.
Yep.
What do I say?
You said surface?
Surface tension.
We'll go surface.
Surface tension. So, Fine Mesh by Leaf Filter. The only problem I have with that one versus everybody else is how they've been sold. It reminds me car industry 10, 20 years ago when you come to car dealership and you ask, how much is the truck? And it's, well, it's $30,000. Well, you know, what's your best price? Oh, it's $18,000. Well, how in the world we go from $30,000 to $18,000? I actually dealt with three people who used to work for me, who used to work also for the Leaf Filter, and I know their sales pitch really well, and it's exactly the same concept. You start with a price as high as you possibly can. And for the consumer, I just want to throw it out there. When you interview these companies, you have to look at them either as a middleman or as a manufacturer. And I'm not saying that middleman is evil because he doesn't own equipment or whatever, but you need to understand how much room he has on the price and how much profit is there. So a lot of times companies like Leaf Filter, they don't have expenses. So they raise their price as much as they can because they know they can drop it down. And I've seen Leaf Filter sold at $8,000 where the bottom line was $3,000. And sales guys actually told me, hey, if I sell for $3,000, I'm not getting paid, but the company, you know, makes profit. It's not fair to the sales guys, whatever. For me, I would go with somebody like LiveGuard, which is, you know, we have Lindus Construction here in town, pretty big company. But LiveGuard, they own their employees, their sales guys, they have heavy equipment. That's completely different business model that I trust and will choose over somebody like Leaf Filter.
Well, when you talk about manufacturers, so just what people understand is that they're pulling up with a big truck and trailer and they're actually manufacturing. They're rolling, they're taking the metal that is in rolls and they're actually forming it and making it all as one big piece right on site, not necessarily the manufacturer that puts the stuff in the big box stores. They're actually making it on site. So they are all employees. They've got big, expensive rigs. They stand behind this stuff, and it is really nice. The problem then you get is the confusion between another contractor who comes and sells you something that he can buy in store, not necessarily a big box store, maybe from a special supplier, because a lot of the big box don't carry some of the higher end stuff that's out there. And there is good stuff that isn't manufactured on site. The problem is that for a homeowner, we have a hard time telling what we should be buying because the guy who came in and made it on site was charging me $32 a foot for it all. And then there's all the way down to I can buy it off the shelf for $2 or whatever it is. How do you know the difference? That gives a lot of room to that middleman guy to be much cheaper than the $32 guy and still seem like a heck of a deal. But you got to understand what it is that he's selling you, what the process is, and how big his company isn't able to handle that. So it's one of those things where just understanding the product that you're getting that middle guy is selling you and what his service to that product is. And, you know, we can talk a little bit more about where you can get some of this stuff. This segment was actually brought to you at Storm Group Gutters. And if you guys are looking for a no-haggle, just honest price on gutter covers and gutters, you can contact Storm Group Gutters at stormgroupgutters.com and talk to them a little bit about some of the products that they have available for you. We'll be right back here, and we're going to talk a little bit more on the best way to go about buying some of these products and services. Welcome back to Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris. We've got Chaz Bakke with Archway Contracting in here today, and we are talking about gutter covers. We got into it a little bit here last segment on, you know, how to look for the different companies that are selling these products and what you should understand about that. And I want to clarify a couple of things here before we jump into some of our big tips on the best way to go about it. And what we, Dimitri, lead to. So there's really kind of three different ways. One, you do it yourself. You find the best product, you do your research, you find something you believe in, and you go buy it at a big box store, pretty much, okay? And we'll put it up on our YouTube channel, which ones we think for the big box store might be your best option. If that's the route, you got to go Home Science Show on YouTube, or you can find our website, homescienceshow.com. But there's kind of the three routes with do-it-yourself. Then you got the two kind of contractor routes. One being a contractor who actually manufactures it on site, and that's pretty self-explanatory with the big machine. He's going to come out, he's going to roll it all, he's going to make it all. Probably going to be your most expensive, but truly, in my opinion, probably ultimately the very best product option, potentially, if that's within your budget. The next is you're going to have a middleman contractor. And I think that's where it becomes important. That's kind of your first step of trying to hire out to have somebody do it. And when you're hiring out to have somebody do it, there's a couple of things you're going to want to look at. And most importantly, I think you want to find somebody who's not just buying stuff off the shelf at Menards, Home Depot, Lowe's, anything like that. They've got a product that they're an authorized dealer on, that they've been installing for a long time. And the reason that's important at those products is that they are in tune to if there's going to be a manufacturer change or anything like that, because the stuff at Home Depot and Lowe's, you come back from 2 years from now because you need a piece that broke, they're not going to have one on the shelf that even fits it and works with it, and now you've got a mess. If you go with a middleman contractor who's used to a product, he's going to know what that product is, and he's going to service it. But what you want to make sure is that he's going to come back, he's going to guarantee the cleanings if needed, the no-claw guarantee type thing. That's huge because he's going to get up there and take those off and do them. You want to try to look for one that's fastened, installed tightly. You can even find Dimitri on YouTube doing pull-ups off of his gutter systems that he puts on houses, and that's no joke. I mean, he's really proud of the structural part of it. So understand who you're buying it from. Make sure that they've got actual support and that they're using employees if possible. If they're using a 1099 subcontracted crew to install them, that they have in-house maintenance going forward to take care of them and service them. So let's jump into some of our big tips here going forward here. What do you got for us, Chaz?
Well, the first one I'd say is make sure that if you purchase it and you're going to put it on, that you know what you're doing and you're comfortable with that. Don't overestimate your own abilities. If you got a three-story house and you don't have a three-story ladder, don't plan on doing these yourself. Definitely don't plan on doing them from the roof.
Another one is read the fine print. Make sure you don't void the roofing warranty, because that's important. A lot of products on the market, unfortunately, will void it. Anything that goes under the shingle or above the shingle will interfere with the roofing system, so you want to be very careful with that.
Yeah, and I think you want to make sure that you budget accordingly. So if you're going to save some money on whatever you're putting up there, and whoever's doing it, depending upon what their guarantee or promises, if you're doing it yourself, you got to understand that at some point those things are going to need to, you're going to need to be cleaning them or repairing them. And just because you put a cover up there doesn't mean that that's it. That's the last thing you'll ever do. Don't believe any of that. That is just not true. Now, it is going to help you a lot and make it easier if you do take care of that. But budget for those replacement pieces down the road and having somebody go up there and clean them.
The next one, I'd say don't overpay the middleman. If you're not going with one of the manufacturers that has a, one-piece gutter helmet system, don't be afraid to get a couple estimates or, shop around a little bit and see who can give you the best product for your price.
I would also add, clean it if you cannot afford good solution. Don't settle for cheap. Some of the products, you're going to clean, even if you install it today just because that's all what you can afford, you're going to do it again a year later. You're better off to clean it every year before you maybe save up money on something you believe in. Because if you don't, you're going to do it again next year. And trust me, it's easier to clean gutters than clean gutter covers.
Yeah, and it's going to cause you more headache than it was ever even worth. You're better off just cleaning them, right? I think if we look at all these different products and they all make some sort of a claim that they're the best at this, that they, because of this, the way they're installed, they prevent this or that, you can't just believe all those claims, and you have to look at it in particular to your own situation. Some of these are really good for protecting, keeping your gutters clean. If you have pine needles, some are good if you just have, you know, standard oak trees and leaves such as that. But either way, look into it, understand how it's constructed, and actually go out and read some reviews online.
Another thing too, don't feel pressured. A lot of these companies come out and they'll say, you know, here's the price, it's $8,000. But I got this special deal going on. If you sign with me today, I'll give it to you for $3,000. That deal doesn't go away at the end of that day. That's just a sales tactic that sales guy's using. I'd probably shy away from those companies, to be honest with you. I know when we come out, all our sales guys, that's our price is our price. This is the best deal we're gonna give you. We're not out here to try to pressure you to pressure the sale to get you on the books type thing. Because you just end up getting buyer's regret at the end of the day. You know, you overpaid for something. That guy was trying to sell you something for $8,000, and then because you shied away from it, now he can do it for $3,000. Like, there's definitely something fishy going on there, you know?
Well, and this is, too, one of those products that is a little bit of a bait-and-switch potential, too. So mm-hmm. you're going to see ads out there, especially this time of year, that's going to say, you know, get your gutter covers for, you know, $1 a foot or whatever that amount is, or, you know, whole house for $3.99 or whatever it is. They're going to come out, and they're going to show you an inferior product, potentially, or...
They're going to give you that chicken wire one.
Yeah.
Or the foam
you got
there.
The foam. Yep, the foam. It looks like a noodle that my kids float around at the lake. Yep. Versus then they're going to bring out the big guns and show you the more superior product, and that's where you're going to pay the money. Not that that's the worst, but you should understand that there's potential for that sort of a bait and switch.
My tip is be safe. You're not Super Mario. When you fell off that ladder, you don't get another life. So most accidents, remember, happens under 10 feet, so you don't need to climb skyscrapers. You literally can go on top of your garage, fell, and... never see another daylight in your life.
It does not take much. I mean, that's just it. I mean, you could fall from 5 feet the wrong way, but, you know, 8-10 feet, it does get serious, and we can't stress that enough. And all of us have been around as contractors and have actually, you know, seen this in one way or another. Maybe not resulted in death per se, but I don't think there's
any of us here. It happens all the time.
Yeah, we've all seen it. Our guys, or, you know, guys that are close to us, or whatever.
That's a good point too. Make sure that whoever you pick has insurance. You know, make sure they have liability and work comp insurance. You know, otherwise that could end up falling back on you.
Even though it's not necessarily required for gutter covers, because
right.
It is one of those items that can slip under the radar. Ask, because if they're a good company, they should have that insurance. They don't need to have maybe the $2 million policy that we'd recommend if they're a roofing company, but at least have a good $500 million coverage on general liability to, mm-hmm. to handle your gutters.
And you don't even need a permit to install a gutter covers.
Right.
So for that reason, a lot of handyman, a lot of chucking trucks are doing that kind of stuff, and it's unfortunate. I would also add that... watch our Home Science YouTube channel, where we talk about and show you how it's done, and not only talk on the radio, but actually showing you the difference. So you have put good visuals and only install the products that you believe in. So if you don't believe in concept, if you're skeptical, if you cannot understand it, if maybe sales rep cannot show you how it's going to work, just don't buy it. I mean, there's no pressure. We keep talking about this pressure, but you as a homeowner have to believe in the product yourself. So if I don't believe in that black sponge, I'll never install it, because I'll regret it.
Yeah, and that's, I think we can only talk so much about here on our show without visual. It's a little bit difficult to explain, but I think, you know, getting into watching some of the videos and seeing some of these comparisons, you'll start to understand a little bit more. All three of us here would say that we definitely believe in gutter covers. It's just, which gutter covers are you going to get? Is it the right ones for your property? Is it going to be installed properly? And understand that they do require ongoing maintenance on some level, but the initial effect is that they're going to save you some potential headaches, and they're going to stop you from having to climb up on your roof all the time.
Chaz, which yeah. one of this you would install in your house? So this is just Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards
yep.
products.
I'd put this micro mesh one that we talked about earlier, the metal micro mesh. It has kind of a... you know, metal underneath it as well. So it's
sure.
it's more, I don't want to say a helmet, but it's a solid piece of metal that has slits in it. The water can go through. And then there's a micro mesh over top. I'd put either that or this other one here, the one with the small,
with the metal
small
hole.
Holes.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's basically
the Menard product that you were talking about.
Yep.
What about you?
I'm going with the noodle.
You're going with the sponge.
I'm going to just screw the sponge right to my shingles and stop it before it even gets to my gutter line. How's that? Is that that should be effective?
I'm gonna second chest choices. So pretty much a micro mesh and the whole one. And the reason is because it's gonna reinforce back and forth, so I actually can do my muscle ups on it. And so I
that's
like
right, not pull ups, full muscle ups. By
yep,
the way,
absolutely.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Dimitri's a big CrossFitter, and he's been known to do some crazy things, muscle ups and kettlebell. Yeah, let's see your kettlebells hanging from a gutter next. That'll be coming. I guarantee you're going to see that on our YouTube channel. This segment was brought to you by StormGroupGutters.com, and you can contact those guys and get more information on this. For Dimitri, I'm Chris. Chaz, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, thank you.
And we'll see you guys on next week.